Please do come in. Yes, yes. It's a good time to have you. How are you settling in so far? I was thrilled to hear that you were going to be joining the team. Oh, me. I'm Miriam. Yes. I'm the new senior executive here. Ah, yes. I do realize that this is the role you were originally assigned when you were successful in your interview. Okay, oh yes, you did perform very well in your interview, by the way. But upper management decided that, well, how to say this? That, I'll be taking on the role instead, okay? But don't worry, you'll still be in the team, and in fact, you'll be my assistant. That's good, isn't it? I know, it's not what you're expecting, but I really think this role will suit you perfectly. Everyone agreed that someone your age would be better placed. Excuse me? Yes, your age. You're how old? Really? Oh, we all assumed you were much younger than that. Well, anyway, let's take a look at your updated role, shall we? Well, you'll be here, right next to me, parked on the side of my desk, where I can see you. It's okay, though. We'll ease you into it. You don't have... I know we have a first look at some of the tasks, but not for you. Yes, you won't need a computer. I think a pencil and paper will do just fine. Don't you? I'm going to be improving some of your work anyways. Yes, checking your spelling, making little corrections. I have a special red pen and everything. Think of it like you would when you were handed out homework by your favorite teacher of yours. Mm-hmm. You remember? I know what boys are like with female teachers. Also, always so eager. Let's tap into some of the enthusiasm, shall we? Very good. Now then, I'd like 10 minutes quiet working for you. And I'll be back to check over what you've done. My red pen, of course. And please try to remember that as my assistant, there are now many staff members who are technically your senior now. Okay? Do you remember Sarah, your assistant? Yes. Well, you can consider her your supervisor now. Okay? I hope that's all understood. No need to call me miss. But just remember that Sarah and the rest of the team can see you working and expect you to keep your head down and do as you're told. Very good. Hello, young man. How are you doing? Sarah tells me you've been working very hard all by yourself. That's excellent news. Now, why don't I have a quick look over everything? While I'm doing that, maybe I should pass on a little update. Thing is, the new role that we had space for, the one you filled and was actually part of the initiative to support pupils from the nearby school, getting them experience in a real professional environment. I know this is all rather a lot to take in, but what you need to know is that as far as everyone is concerned, you joined us from the school around the corner, okay? We were a little worried this might cause confusion with some of the team, so we've sourced one of the school uniforms. Oh, now stop with your protesting. You're gonna look so smart. Let's go get it, shall we? Yes, we need you to change as soon as possible. Right now, in fact. Left alone? Oh, don't be ridiculous. It'll be much quicker if I help. Now then, arms up. Yes, very good. Now, just undo that belt and pull these trousers. Very smart, by the way. Right down. Just step out of it, please. Very good. Well done. All that? You needn't be embarrassed. I've seen it all before. Oh, look at your face. You've gone completely red. I think boys always enjoy attention from their teachers and bosses, don't you? Perhaps it would be better to think of me less like your boss or teacher and more like your mother. Yes, perfect. Your first special task is think of me as your new mommy. You don't want to fail your very first special task, do you? No, I thought not. It's much more simpler, isn't it? Just like when mom would get you ready for school, except today, it's just a very special day because my boy is off his first day of work experience. I'm so proud, darling. Just so proud. I'll tell you what. Before we get in that school uniform, why don't we see about that little issue that you're having? That's right. Just let mommy's hands reach in there. Oh, very good. Such a good boy. It's okay. Mommy's here. You just focus on me. Don't worry about anyone else. You're doing so well. What a good boy. And look, you've done it. You finished all over your own pants. No mind, little one. It's okay. Look, your little problem is going away. That's right. Thumb in your mouth. Much easier. Good boy. Now then, about that uniform. You know, I don't think it's necessary after all. Back into your grown-up clothes. Oh no, don't be silly. Mommy doesn't need to be wandering around in those things. No, I think Mommy would like for her little boy to hold her hand and go and visit the rest of her team. You'll be just fine in your mucky little pants, don't you? What a good boy. That's right. Come with me. Good morning, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to introduce you all to my little boy. Yes, he's a little confused, probably going to be acting very shy, but he's come along to help his mommy out today. Little one, this is Janet, and this is Ellie. Oh yes, she's very pretty, isn't she? No staring now, little boy. Very good. And here, we have Sarah. Yes, I know, you thought she'd be your assistant when you first walked in here today. Yeah, I think she'll be your babysitter at weekends now. I know, it's okay. So much to think about. Okay then, little boy. Mommy has some crowns for you and some special coloring books. You'll be sat on my feet all day, right? Where Mommy can see you. We'll start with some basic things for you to do. Coloring in, some special shape games, and if you do really, really well, and you do everything Mommy tells you to do, maybe we'll think about the uniform again, okay? Such a good boy. You're doing so well. Aww. No need to try and speak up. You're Mommy's little boy, and I expect you to behave as much as such, and if you're going to succeed here, think of this as your special new job. It's your first day with us, remember? Surely you want to do well here. That's right. That's what Mommy thought. Well then, thumb in your mouth, hold Mommy's hand, and let's begin. What a good boy.